Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. To me, the first step of reverse engineering is, what revenue goal do I have? It's not even about what type of dentistry I want to do. For me, the first and most important thing is, what's my revenue goal? I'm making up numbers. My goal is to make $100,000 a year. Okay, I need that to live, to pay my bills, do X, Y, Z.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hello, and welcome back to an energetic week and episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. T-Bone, and I am once again joined by lip gloss-wearing Meredith Cooper Jones.
Hi, everyone. We're back this week with lots of energy.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with me, Meredith?
A lot of things. Do you want me to start?
Actually, let's tell me what you think is the most number one thing wrong with me.
I'm not going to do that on air.
Why not? Okay. Give me the number one kind thing that's wrong with me. Because
I'm saving it for the 3D Dentist Oyster Roast and Roast of T-Bone and Sully.
Oh, my God.
If you'd like to join, reach out.
Oh, my God. All right. What are we going to talk
Remember
about?
Remember when I sent you all that invitation? You didn't like it.
What invitation?
I made an oyster and champagne, and I said oyster roast and roast of T-Bone and Sully.
I didn't say anything. I mean, I probably didn't look at it. I didn't look at
Aubrey
it.
Aubrey and Sully were like, wow, that was really good.
Okay, well, they're into it. I'm serious. You know, I want to focus on the serious stuff.
All right.
Maybe I need to learn to loosen up in life.
That would be where we start. All right. Well, on today's episode, we have, you know, on our new app, we have a lot of chatter, a lot of things that come up. And one of the challenges that a doctor talked about was too many new patients. So do you want to read kind of what he said, and we'll go from there?
Yeah.
Kind of work through it?
So Rick had asked, too many new patients?
Attendee. Question mark. This is attendee Dr. Rick, yeah. Not instructor Dr. Rick.
Yes. Too many new patients? Question mark. Is there a such thing as too many new patients? We have blocks in and are filling them accordingly, but we are getting more than we are blocking for. We are putting the overflow in our assistant column, but at what point do you say it's enough? Or is it ever enough? We do zero advertising, but at some point I'd like to advertise for implants to bring more in, but these new patients need work too. We are starting to have the same issues with where to put people again. So Rick is in our mastermind, and Rick came to us about a year ago, actually.
Yes.
And one of his biggest challenges was too many patients. So we installed our priority block scheduling for new patients, and he saw a more organized approach to his new patients. The challenge now is he's getting more new patients than ever before, and that's clogging up his schedule. So let's start with this. Is there such a thing as too many new patients? And the answer is no. There is no such thing as too many new patients.
what there is a such thing as not enough of the right patients and too many of the not right patients.
Which would be wrong.
Well, I don't like using the word wrong, right?
I know.
Because although you're wrong a lot.
Yeah. Not right would be wrong.
No, it's not. Some tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Okay. Wrong. I don't like the word wrong because all patients are good people and good patients. They're just good to some people, not good to us.
One man's junk is another man's treasure.
I found that out.
Yes.
So I want to be clear that is there such thing as too many new patients? The answer is no. Because to me, when you have too many patients, you have a choice. And when you have a choice, when you have choices, you can be in control. When you don't have enough patients and you don't have a choice, you got to take everybody in because you just got to have everybody in, right? And so I remember early in my career when I didn't have enough patients, that sucked.
Yeah.
Because you were always scrambling.
Yeah,
right?
You'll take anybody with insurance.
Anybody with a pulse.
Yeah.
Hell, even if they didn't have money, sometimes we'd take them. So I want to be clear on, is there such thing as too many new patients? The answer is no. There is not a such thing. So, but the key is we got to get the right patients in the door. So that's what I want to kind of focus on here is many of you have too many patients. Okay. Many of you listening have too many patients. You may not realize it, but you have too many patients. And what I love, what I really want to focus on, what Rick's talking about is he wants to advertise for patients with implants or that need implants, but the new patients need dentistry and that's kind of clogging him up. And so that is ultimately one of the challenges with bringing in so many new patients or so many patients is you feel a need and obligation to service those patients. And they may have any number of things. Like,
right.
For example, and I don't know this for sure with Rick's office, but they may bring in a bunch of college kids.
Yeah.
He may be in a college area and they bring in a bunch of 19 to 23-year-olds or even graduate college, 19 to 26-year-olds. And they need very little work. And the likelihood of that a 19-year-old or 26-year-old needs a dental implant is pretty low.
Right.
You know, and so you can't build that type of practice around those types of patients. So for me, it always starts with reverse engineering. Yeah, reverse engineering, okay? And let me briefly talk about what I mean by reverse engineering. To me, the first step of reverse engineering is what revenue goal do I have? It's not even about what type of dentistry I want to do. For me, the first and most important thing is what's my revenue goal? I'm making up numbers. My goal is to make $100,000 a year, okay? I need that to live, to pay my bills, do X, Y, Z, okay? To make $100,000 a year, I've got to personally, me as the dentist, I've got to generate probably $350,000 in chairside revenue, okay?
Okay.
So that's the thing. So now my goal is $350,000 in chairside revenue. Then I'm going to break that down and say, what clinical procedures can I do to hit this number? So Meredith, is there any procedure that will pay $350,000?
Not just one.
Okay, so I can't just do one. I can't just spend the whole year looking for the one patient that I can do $350,000 worth of dentistry on. Okay, although I think Michael Apa might be charging $100,000 or $200,000 for a smile makeover or a full mouth rehab on his patients.
Oh wow! Well, then you only need like three or four.
Right.
Or if you just have Tony Hawk as a patient, I mean, he said he had had his veneers redone like 17 times.
Yeah.
So probably within a year.
Yeah, that's still, but that. So everybody follow what I'm saying? So obviously that's an extreme example of something that's unrealistic. But then I would look at it, okay, so.
What type of services do you want to do?
Yeah, so I look at it backwards from this, Meredith.
Okay.
I'm looking at it as how few patients can I see
right.
to how fast and quickly can I get to this 350 number, okay? So then I would look in my repertoire, my tool belt, okay? I'm going to channel my inner Rick here. I'm going to pull out a tool belt with 800 tools in it, okay? Rick Sullivan, not Rick, that wrote this.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull out my tool belt and say, what services do I offer? And so I would literally get out a board or piece of paper and I'd write down what things I do and I would put an average price next to this service.
Yeah.
So
and this is This is something we do in our Mastermind Clarity Weekend for the doctors, and we call this procedure inventory.
Yep. And so I write down what I do. So, for example, I do dental implants. An average dental implant is worth, let's call it $4,000, okay? So then I look at $350,000 divided by $4,000, and that works out to be like 85 to 90. I know you're amazed I can do the math like that, right?
I mean, I can ballpark, but not give you the exact number.
So that's about 88 dental implants, okay? So I can find 88 patients that need a dental implant, that are willing to do a dental implant, and I hit my revenue goal for the year.
Yeah, I would have said the implant was $3,500 for easy math to the 350. Well, go ahead. So then, Keep going.
I need 100 patients to say yes. And then I could literally build out a business model around that.
Right.
But the challenge in this is it's hard to do just one thing, right? So then we're going to look at our skill set, write them all down, order them from the least revenue driving, so that would be fillings, to the most revenue driving, and that would likely be implants and or ortho. Implants, if you do lots of it, if you do bigger cases of implants, and cosmetic dentistry, things like that would be there. And then I would write down the average price, and then what I would do is just kind of start playing Tetris and figure out how many of these things I need to do. You know, and as dentists know, it's very easy to predictably do 10 to 20 crowns a month. So that's $10,000 to $20,000 a month. You could probably do about 20 to 40 fillings a month. That's probably about 20 cents. That's probably like $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And you can divvy it up and figure out how to reverse engineer what procedures you need to do that.
Yes.
And so the important part of doing that part, that exercise there, what we call the clinical diversity exercise, okay, of what procedures I have and what they revenue, is then based on what I'm missing to get there or what I want to do, then that's going to tell me what kind of patients I need. So, for example, let me get serious for a moment here. Let's say I say, you know what, I do 10 crowns a month. Let's say call it 15 crowns a month. I do 30 fillings a month, and that produces 60% of the revenue I want to do, okay?
Right.
Or 70% even, okay? And that leaves me needing another $100,000, $200,000 a year of revenue that I want to do, and I want to do all of that in implants. Then I would say, you know what? I need to focus. I've got a general practice that feeds all the implants, that feeds all the fillings and the crowns. I'm lacking patients that need implants.
Right.
So then I'm going to say, okay, I need 100 people that want to do implants. To get 100 people to actually do implants, I probably need to drive, you know, probably 700 patients into the office. So then I need to bring 700 patients in. And so I hope I'm not confusing you guys as you're listening, but I want to kind of give you an idea of what I mean by reverse engineer, what your schedule, what your dollar revenue is, what type of dentistry you want to do. And then from there, we can figure out how many new patients we need and what kind of new patients do we need to accomplish this.
Yeah. So we know that our new patients are kind of the lifeblood of our practice. That's where we typically get more bigger cases, more dentistry that we're presenting versus patients who have stayed on track every 6 months, seen us for 15 years. You know, those are the patients we typically are kind of rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
And these new patients are the ones that we're presenting more treatment to or are looking for a certain type of service, which is why they came to us. So we kind of want to talk about how do we accomplish this new patient process of finding the patients that we want.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's two components to that, okay, that I can think of off the top of my head. One is what I'm going to call triage.
Okay.
Okay. And the other part is going to be a process.
Okay.
Okay. And so the process is how do you bring new patients into your practice? And so for me, there in my belief system, there has to be a clear written way, okay, a clear worked out way. So for us, we bring new patients into our practice in one of three ways. You can become a patient of the practice, a full-fledged patient of the practice. You get your cleaning, you come in through hygiene. You're looking for a dental home.
Yeah, and I would say that is like what we try for first, typically,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, because you got to build your base.
Yeah.
You got to build your base.
Yeah.
Okay? And have me come back to that, talk about base, the number of the base. Okay?
Okay.
Once you have that, then the next step is, hey, I want to have new patient slots for people that are looking for, that are in trouble, pain, something very specific. I got this one tooth that hurts, you know, no matter what kind of thing it is, but I got this one area that hurts, limited exams.
If it's hurting, it's typically more than an occlusal filling.
Yeah, it would typically, so, right? That's why we got to make space in our schedule for these limited exams. It's got to be a process. It can't be, oh, if we get an emergency, let's just squeeze them in. Yeah. It's got to become a
focus.
We'll
take a look.
We got to take a focus of the practice, right? And then the third way, that's typically the last way that happens for patients, for dentists, is we bring, hey, I'm looking for a very specific service, a very a second opinion. It's been a long time since I've been to the dentist. I'm afraid. I want to fix my smile. I'm missing all my, it's a very, very, they typically have responded to some type of marketing and or have been referred by another patient for a specific service. Those people come through our new patient consultation process. So that's the process component of this, okay? The triage component of it is where I don't think dentists are putting any time or way, definitely not enough time. And that's in the phone skills of how to run a triage call.
Absolutely.
So Meredith, why don't you be the patient?
Okay.
Okay, and let's do a triage call here, okay?
Okay.
So don't make it super easy for me, but don't make it terribly hard.
I'm trying to think, what am I going to be?
Don't make it terribly hard. Just be yourself, okay?
Okay.
Ring, ring. Thank you for calling Raleigh Dental Arts. This is T-Bone speaking. Don't be afraid of me.
Hi, you sound scary.
Hi, this is Ben. This is Ben at Dr. Agarwal's office. How can I help you?
Hey, my name's Meredith. I just wanted to make an appointment for a new patient.
Oh, Meredith, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, Meredith, how'd you hear about our office?
My friend is a patient there, and I think Dr. A just did some veneers on her.
Oh, so that's great. What was your friend's name?
Patty.
Patty. Oh, we love Patty. Patty's amazing. Are you just like Patty? Because we love Patty. If you're Patty's friend, we're probably going to like you too.
Yeah, I'm just like Patty.
That's good. So Meredith, are you looking?
Patty sounds like an old name.
It probably is. That's okay.
Okay.
Meredith, are you looking to have something similar to Patty done?
Yeah, I think her teeth look so good, and I would love to eventually have that. I mean, I don't know if it's, I don't know how much something like that costs. I mean, I'm sure it sounds very expensive.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah. Well, Meredith, you're in the right place. Obviously, Patty trusted us. You trust Patty. You can trust us too. Look, here's what I suggest. Let's get you scheduled for an initial consultation with Dr. Agarwal. Let's find out what's going on. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what you want, what everything looks like. Well, here's what I can promise you. Before we ever start working our practice, you'll get a written plan, a customized, personalized plan that tells you what we're doing, how long it takes, how much it costs, and exactly how you can pay for it. And the first step to do that is to come in for the consultation.
Okay. Will my insurance cover that?
Thank you for asking about your insurance. You know, Meredith, to be honest with you, it's not even needed. Our initial consultation is no charge. We'll deal with your insurance once you get in and once we decide if we're doing anything and if it actually really matters or not.
Okay.
So, Meredith, we do our consultations. Dr. Agarwal does his consultations for smile makeovers on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the morning. What time of morning works best for you on a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
I like 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, perfect. Great news. We have an opening. We happen to have an opening next Tuesday at 9 a.m. Okay. Would that work for you?
Yes.
Great. I'm going to gather a little information, and I know to, I'll definitely extend that you called to Dr. Agrawal and that Patty referred you so that I know he's going to be looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. Thank you.
And then we get the information, all of that. So did I do pretty good there?
Yeah. You want a new job?
No, I don't. Okay. I like the job I have.
Okay.
I'm not even sure what my job really is. So hopefully, you know, that's a triage. Let's do another one, okay. You know, a more everyday one.
Okay.
Ring, ring. Thank you for calling Raleigh Dental Arts. This is Stormy. How may I help you?
Hey, Stormy. This is Meredith. I'm just looking to get a cleaning.
Hey Meredith. Thank you for calling our office. Meredith, how'd you hear about us?
Oh, I have a friend that's a patient there. She said you guys are really good, and I haven't been to the dentist in a few years, and I just, you know, I got a new job, and now I have insurance again, and I just need to get a cleaning.
I totally love that. We love, what was your friend's name?
Samantha.
That's a younger name.
Yeah.
We love Samantha. Samantha's fantastic, you know, and congratulations on your new job. That's awesome to hear. What kind of work are you in?
I'm in sales, like tech.
Okay, so having a good smile and all of that, probably very important in your work.
Yeah. I do lots of meetings.
Okay, great. Are those back in person? Or are they still virtual in your world?
I still do a lot of virtual.
Okay, so that's good. So that's awesome. So, you know, Meredith, it sounds like you got a couple of different things going on here. Okay, you had mentioned that you'd like to get a cleaning, but you also mentioned that it's been a long time since you've been to the dentist. Is there anything particular going on, or something that made you call now?
Well, nothing really particular, but now that I think about it, I mean, my teeth aren't like, they've like shifted a little bit. Nothing's really bothering me though.
Okay, great. So based on what you're telling me, my suggestion is we bring you in for have you become part of the practice and have you come in and meet our amazing hygienist, Jessie. She'll do your new patient exam, and if appropriate, she'll definitely get your teeth cleaned that day.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
So you guys get the concept there. I asked them some additional questions. I kind of connected with the patient. I sounded excited for you to be joining us. And I tried to move you based on, you know, my point in asking a little bit more was, do I want you to bring you in for the new patient with the hygiene, the limited? Because if you were in pain, I'd bring you in limited.
Right.
If you had mentioned, you know, cosmetics or something more serious, like, hey, it's been a really long time since I've been to the dentist, like 20 years or something.
My teeth are falling out.
Yeah, then I'd bring you in through the consultation column. But you had mentioned something around ortho, but ortho is something we can very much handle through hygiene.
Yeah.
So let's do
one really quick. I think this is what people are missing.
Don't tell me. You just be the patient, okay?
Okay. Yeah, not a good fit. So.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Ring, ring. Thank you for calling Raleigh Dental Arts. This is Olivia. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Patty.
Hey, Patty. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What brings you in? How can we help you today, Patty?
I have a tooth that's just, I've got a couple teeth that they're just hurting me. They're really hurting me.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Can you see me today?
Patty, how long has this been going on?
Oh, gosh. I've been crying for weeks at night, but I don't have any money. Can you just see me today? Do you think you can take my...
I don't think do people really say they don't have money?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go with it then. I don't, clearly
can
I don't...
Can you take my teeth out?
Yeah. So, Patty...
How much does something like this cost? My teeth are really hurting me.
Patty, it's a great question. Thank you so much for asking that, okay? Without seeing you, we can't give you an idea of... We can't give you an exact cost of how much this will cost. One thing we pride ourselves in our office is before we ever start, we'll give you a written personalized plan that tells you exactly how much everything costs and exactly how you can pay for it. But to give you an idea, to see you and evaluate everything is going to be around $150.
Oh, wow. Do you think the extraction will be a lot more than that?
Yeah. So
I probably need three.
So something like that. Again, without seeing you, I can't give you an exact cost because there are several different ways to take out teeth depending on the complexity. But if you have three teeth that need to be taken out, something like this could easily be in the $700-$900 ballpark.
Oh, wow. Well, my sister has a denture. Do you do dentures?
Unfortunately, we do not do dentures in our practice.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't be able to replace my teeth?
Well, we do have wonderful options to replace teeth. We do dental implants to replace teeth.
Oh, okay. I don't think I can afford an implant.
Well, we never know until we see you, okay? So Patty, what I would suggest, okay, is we bring you in to evaluate what's going on, okay? The fee for that. So I'm just time out. I'm not going to bring her in through the consult column because she's the finances are a little bit of an issue. So I want to qualify her and bring her in through the limited exam column. So the fee for that to be seen and evaluated is going to be $150. And if time allows, we'd be happy to look at getting you out of pain today.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to call my sister and see if I can borrow some money. I'll call you back.
Okay. Totally get it. Patty, just to give you a heads up, we make our same day limited exam appointments each day. So if we would know tomorrow what we have available for tomorrow. Okay. The other thing I would suggest to you, Miss Patty, if it works, is we could also give you a referral to another practice that may be more available to see you. And honestly, you had made mention about budget and cost a little bit. That may be a little bit more affordable for you.
Do you think they do dentures?
They do, in fact. I'd be happy to give you a name. In fact, they're right down the road. We actually send quite a few patients over there, so I know you'll be treated pretty well.
Oh, okay. What's it? Oh, yeah. I think I'll give them a call.
And so at this point, I would give them, it happens to be Lifetime Dental, but I would give them the name for that.
I was just thinking a lot of times we're overbooked, overclogged, and we clearly can tell that this is a patient that is not going to...
Yeah. Like, I'm not...
And there's a time when, yes, we want to see what we can help them with and see what we can do, but then there's also a time where we're so booked up that...
Yeah, so like in that case,
we need to triage
our
patients.
Is
we don't provide the service that they're looking for.
At the end of the day... Like, I look at it this way. I run a very productive practice. I've already got a pretty good day going.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm not short on my goal. If I'm short on my goal, I might bring you in.
Right.
Right? As a front office team member, I got to know that, right?
Right.
And then, so if I'm short on the goal, I'm happy to take your $900, okay? Assuming you can afford it.
Right.
Okay? Or actually pay for it, I should say.
Yeah.
But if I'm busy, you know, and I'm trying to build a new implant practice, and you say you want a denture, like, you don't serve
right.
what I'm trying. You don't help me accomplish my goals.
Yeah. It's like going to Home Depot and asking for bread and milk.
Yeah, I used that example yesterday.
Yeah. So, oh, good. Yeah. If they just don't have that product, we just don't provide that service.
Yeah, if a dentist ran Home Depot, Meredith, I'm going to be the guy in the orange suit, not in jail, but at Home Depot.
Okay. The helper.
Yeah, I'm going to be the
helper. Hey, I'm looking for some wood and some milk and some bread.
Yeah, I'm the dentist.
Yeah.
Well, good news is we can definitely get you some wood. And what I'll do is I'll send my front office team out to go get bread and milk for you.
And then we'll resell it to you at less.
We'll resell it to you at the same cost and not take into consideration the time it took for us to go there and get it. And so at the end of the day, you have to know a little bit of what you stand for and what you're trying to stand for in this case. So kind of wrap up this episode of, hey, if you're in the position where you have too many new patients or you're trying to re-engineer your practice or reinvent your practice, you know, I would say the first thing you need to do is reverse engineer what you got to do, what you're trying to be. Start with a revenue goal. Start with what kind of procedures you're trying to do and how close that gets you to your revenue goal. And that will help you determine what types of patients you need. Now, once you have that number or once you have that clarity, then understand that we have to have a process, a clear process of how we bring patients in. And then, you know, I recommend three, new patient hygiene, new patient limited, new patient consult, three different ways that we bring patients in with three different goals and criteria for that. And then we have to have the triaging skills or the phone skills so that when we do get phone calls, we can kind of move people in and out and get them to the right spot. Because it would have been very easy for me to put that smile makeover that Meredith had played the first time, just put her in hygiene as a new patient because she said she wanted a cleaning. But then when I asked her more questions, she wanted a smile makeover, so I moved her to the consult column, you know? So those are the things that we need to do to be able to help build our practice the best way possible.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to note that typically we have a consult availability open prior usually to a new patient.
Yep.
So if that's the quickest way we can get them in, that's what's most important anyways. And then the other thing I want to mention is the limited and the consult are not on the doctor's schedule.
Yes, correct. They're run by a team member.
We work one doctor, one column, but these are on an assistant or a treatment coordinator's schedule.
Yeah, I would tell you probably for most people, the limiteds can be run by an assistant.
Yes.
And the consult can even be run by an assistant-driven column in their initial starting point.
Okay? Perfect. So,
All right, listen, gang, if you want to change your practice, change your life, if you're noticing that you're busy, you're working harder than ever, making less than ever, you need our mastermind like nobody's business. One of the common questions I get from people is, who is the mastermind not right for? Here's what I'll tell you. If you're barely surviving, you're trying to get your life together, you're trying to just survive, it's probably not the right situation for you. Okay, if you're not willing to take ownership and be a leader a little bit, you just want to hire somebody to come in and do the work for you like a traditional consultant, not the right program for you. But if you're ready to win and be involved and take leadership and invest in people and develop yourself and take some chances, okay, on doing some marketing and investing in technology and really kind of redoing some of the things that you do, Mastermind would be amazing for you. In fact, the more successful you are, the better the Mastermind is for you. So I invite you to apply to be the Mastermind. At this point, we're booking out for almost over a year away. So go ahead and get application, get your spot, put your down payment in with Meredith, get your spot. Let's get you scheduled. Let's get you rolling. And if something changes, we'll move you up a little bit and get you in quicker. But don't miss out on the opportunity to really change your practice, because now is the best time to do that. Everybody have a great week.